welcome to the summer podcast edition of Away with Words. I'm Martha Barnett. My co-host Grant Barrett is at the Department of Motor Vehicles right now. He's over there trying to renew his poetic license. Anyway, while Grant's away, how about a quick quiz? I'll give you three clues, and I want you to find the common thread that binds these three expressions, okay? The first clue: yo, banana boy. The second: lonely Tylenol. The third: Dennis and Edna sinned. If you guess that these are all palindromes, you're right. They all read the same backwards and forwards. The word palindrome comes from ancient Greek. The Greek word palin means back or again, and the word dramos means running. So literally, a palindrome is running back again. And you see that same root drome, by the way, in the name of that speedy camel, also known as the dromedary. There are lots of palindromes in English, but they're as old as antiquity. The Romans had a Latin one that went sinumi immunis. Now, just picture lots of I's and M's and N's with a couple of S's thrown in there, reading the same backwards and forwards. Sinumi immunis, roughly translated, it means give me your fee and you'll get off scot-free. And the Romans used to joke that this was a motto of lawyers. Back to palindromes in our own language. You probably know the old joke about how the first palindrome was Madam, I'm Adam, and you may recall the one inspired by Teddy Roosevelt that goes, a man, a plan, a canal, Panama. But if you're like me, you're drawn to the wackier, weirder palindromes like, won't lovers revolt now? Or, sit on a pan, Otis. Who thinks these things up anyway? I'm partial to the palindromes that sound oddly poetic, like, do geese see God? Or, a Toyota, race fast, safe car, a Toyota. Or, cigar, toss it in a can, it is so tragic. I've been thinking about palindromes ever since we received an email from Kurt Hanna. Kurt lives in Long Beach, California, and he wrote us to remind us that there's a whole song about palindromes recorded by the musician Weird Al Yankovic. So, Kurt, thanks for calling that to our attention. The song has the palindromic title Bob, and it goes something like this.
I'm an M. Regal, a German am I. Never auto even if I had a high five. Madam, I'm Adam, too hot to hoot. No lemons, no melon, too bad I hit a brute. Lisa Bonet ain't no Basil. War song was wrong.
You can find links to the rest of this song and its lyrics at my blog, which you can reach by going to marthabarnett.com.
Do geese see God? Do nine-man interpret? Nine-man I nod. Rats live on no evil star.
And don't forget Grant's blog. It's grantbarrett.com. And if you have a favorite palindrome or a question about language, we'd love to have you drop us a line. Our address is words@kpbs.org, or leave us a phone message anytime. The number's 1-877-929-9673. And believe me, we love hearing from you. So many dynamos! Did you catch that? So many dynamos, another palindrome. Isn't that great?
Granger, I'm getting tired of this.
Huh?
Reach for the sky.
Draw, oh coward!
All right. What's the trouble there, stranger?
Snug guns!
Anyway, thanks for joining us today. Inviting you to come running back for our next podcast, I'm Martha Barnett.
Oh, palindrome, my hero. Would you join me in my room for lunch?
Sex at noon, taxes.
Yes, Palindrome, starring Bob Autobob as Palindrome and Meg Jem as Sis. Check your local station for time and temperature. Remember Palindrome. He gets them coming and going.